Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Many people on the internet are calling me a hero. I don't contend that I am one. But when juxtaposed with Ben Brust, some of my actions might be seen as heroic. This Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. So last night I got the late call to the Bucks-Celtics game. I don't know why that's cool. I got the late call.
Cool.
I got the early call is a cool thing.
And nobody knows the situation yet, so we're cooling nothing.
I was just getting, that was more of a get the cool
preamp ready. Cool? No,
it wasn't. You did it twice.
Yeah.
You did it once. That's a get it ready. You did it twice. That's
Which
a Josh hit
it.
The button.
Yeah, okay. Josh, just get the cool button ready.
Okay.
So I get the late call from our CEO,
cool.
Craig Karmazin, host of Sunday Karma, who's got some tremendous courtside seats to the
cool.
Pfizer Forum. Come
very,
on, Ben.
Very
get
good,
it together.
Very good.
Of course, I rushed down there as quick as I could. Had a friend in town whose 10-year-old had a birthday. Charlie had his birthday.
My friend, too.
Your friend, too. That is true. Your friend, too. A 10-year-old birthday. His younger brother, Frankie, as well. They were all at the game last night. And they were, you know, meeting Ben Brust at the radio booth, which is his move for kids whose birthdays it is. Come to the radio booth. I'll let you look down there. Maybe you could sit in my fart-soaked seat and put on my disgusting headsets with earwax all over them and bad breath on the microphone.
The come to the radio booth is the, do you want to see my DVDs move.
Ooh.
Did you
Betty
just think
Blu-ray.
Of that?
Huh?
Did you just think of that?
Yeah.
That's good. For those who don't know, back in the day, I used to woo.
Back in the day.
Never mind.
Ben Brust uses his DVD connections to woo.
What do you want to watch? Austin Powers? Born Ultimatum? Harry Potter, Star Wars.
Look at that tiger. Whoa, leaking towards the hole? Wow, that looks like a birdie. It's going to be even.
Like a birdie. It does look like a birdie. That'd be amazing. If
Good luck
even
catching Scotty Scheffler. Still seven shots back.
Ben Brust had never heard of Scotty Scheffler, world number one, before today, but now it is his favorite golfer.
It feels good to have a favorite golfer. You guys mentioned
you just
I don't
decided
have favorites.
Today, but
Scotty
yes,
Scheffler.
Favorite. There you go.
I got my guy.
There you go. So last night, it was Charlie's birthday, his 10th birthday. They're meeting Ben Brust to do the typical meet him at the radio booth, just like he did with Jackson. It was Jackson, right?
Jackson, yes.
Jackson,
correct.
In his 13th birthday. Ben Brust sat him down, rushed him through the radio booth, took a quick picture, and then went to go and kiss some ass from the bosses, and spent 2 minutes approximately with this youngster. So I went and I rescued this, our friends and their, 10-year-old and the younger brother. And I grabbed them and bring them down courtside, Joshy, so that they could mm-hmm. watch the Bucks warm up during halftime.
Wow.
During halftime, mind you. So Ben's not working during this point either. Bring them down there. You know, we get Pat Connaughton's attention, say, hey, Pat, can we get an assist here for a birthday? All of a sudden, Charlie throws him a pass. Swish.
Ooh.
Then, of course, Frankie, the younger brother, gives him the pass. Swish. two for two. For
I bet those kids are going to remember that forever.
For the rest of their life. Me and Frankie took a nice picture on the court because I'm his favorite member of the Scalzo and Brust team.
So I'm lost. Where is Greg Scalzo a hero?
I mean, many people were saying that I was willing to do what Ben Brust wasn't willing to do, and go ahead and you know, make sure that a 10-year-old had a fantastic birthday.
And how did you have access to that area?
I had access because our CEO brought me there, and instead of spending an additional 20 minutes kissing his ass during halftime, I decided I would rather go and get our friends and make sure that their kids had a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Or instead of going into the whatever club it is down there.
Jockey?
No, it's a different club down. It's a, the nice club, the courtside club down there, so I could drink and eat for free and hobnob with the money and power where Ben Brust would have been planted. Uh-huh. I decided, you know what, I'm going to spend my halftime making a special moment and a special day for those kids.
You know, I contend that Greg actually ruined Charlie's birthday because I never actually got to take Charlie and Frankie into the radio booth, so they didn't get the full experience.
What do you think they'd want to do more?
Greg stole the kids from me, so they were never able to sit in my seat. They were never able to put on my headphones with lots of earwax and sit in the radio booth and feel like they're real broadcasters. They got to throw a pass to Pat Connaughton, who's been struggling the last three games. Real cool.
Put Benny Brust in this situation, and you're at the United Center, and Steve Kerr is on the court. Would you rather have gone up and
Steve Schmer. He called my games in the Sweet 16.
Would you have rather been in Wayne Larrivee's spot where he was calling the Bulls games for the radio, or would you rather have gotten a dish or dished a ball to Steve Kerr when he drained a three?
I mean, if they knew what was good for them, they'd want to be in the radio booth.
Look, I don't think I'm a hero, but people are saying I'm a hero, and I just want others to understand what happened.
You know what, Greg?
Thank you.
Thank you for showing the best side of the Scalzo and Brust team.
You know what I view it as, Joshy, though? To me, because I know Ben is coachable as it gets, I just wanted to show him a pathway because Ben has access to get down there. Ben could have taken one of those kids down there. So the next time that he can make some kid's day, it's a great move to just walk on down right to where we were, right near the Bucks warming up, and pull it off.
So now can we all agree that Jackson was asking for a little bit too much?
No.
No.
Garbage.
Justice for Jackson.
Oh, jeez. Why is everyone texting me, Greg is a hero? Get me out of here.
It's not me.
You know what? I mean, unbelievable.
Another one.
When I talk about myself, everyone yells at me. Greg talks about himself.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm just trying to let people know why others are talking about me. Speaking of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks, Eat Street, the official food delivery partner of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks and the world champion Scalzo and Brust family. They can deliver food, your favorite bars, restaurants, taverns, directly to you wherever you are. So easy, safely, using the app. Download the app. I, as a new parent, I don't have time to cook, to clean. I love using Eat Street. Those are the best nights for me, are the Eat Street kind of nights.
Yeah, it's a night tonight where it's like in the break at 5:40. I'm going to definitely order Eat Street. So, like, I'm just super hungry right now. And, you know, Greg and I, we had some lunch together, and it wasn't the most fulfilling thing. And now I can go to my local bars, taverns, and restaurants on the Eat Street app. I can sort by food type, food distance, get that delivered right to my home. So when I walk home from work, here I am, my food. Don't have to cook, don't have to clean. It's Friday night. I want to chill, and I'm going to do that with my favorite friends at Eat Street. Check them out.
We go pole dancing next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
We were texting last night, by the way, me and Homer, because I watched The Greatest Showman. And he loves The Greatest Showman, and we're going to watch it together one day, I promise.
That was a good distraction. Glad we did that.
Yeah, that was probably the least meaningful thing that may have ever been said on this show.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
special. First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, First Midwest Bank and Division of Old National Bank, 800-990-3776. David from Columbus says Greg is a hero for the kid and for defending Tiger from Ben's blasphemous comments. Appleman in the Orchard chimes in, says, I'm late to the party on this one, but Greg, you are my hero. Dale in Partyville says, Greg's always been a hero. I'm glad we can finally recognize it. Hills, he says, those kids have a criminal future ahead of them, specifically because they didn't get to sit in Ben Bruss' fart chair. That, Frankie and Charlie, Charlie's 10th birthday at the Bucks game yesterday, got them on the floor throwing passes to Pat Connaughton during warm-ups at halftime, and Ben was disappointed because he didn't get to show them the radio booth, which is his typical move, even though he constantly has court access.
They will never have a 10th birthday that could have been as good of a 10th birthday if they got...
They've got questions, and we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
It is pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Every week we go up and down the dial, 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN in Madison, to all of our shows, to all of our hosts, our friends, our teammates, the questions they themselves couldn't answer, the polls that they posted. We say, you know what? We'll do you a favor. We will give you a definitive answer. Joshy, what do we have this week?
This first poll comes from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which you can hear from 7 to 9 a.m. on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Whoa.
Chewy says brats are overrated. ... How wrong is he? Yes, 70%. No, 30%.
He's just wrong. Like, brats are not overrated. Brats can be hard to cook correctly. Like, my dad was the king of, like, charring the heck out of the brat, and I was like, what am I eating, right? It just, like, just burned all over the place. But when
don't throw John under the bus like
look,
that.
Look, I love my father. I've called him like 8 times since his hip replacement.
Doesn't he take pride in his grilling? I feel like he does. He seems like a grill guy.
Well, you're how would he feel?
He is, but if we called the other Bruss siblings, Stephen and Jonathan, they would say that John Bruss chars his brats a little too much.
All right.
They're not overrated as long as you don't char them. That's all he's trying to get to.
I mean, are they beer, like, beer broiled?
Beer brats.
Yes, with tons of grilled onions. Okay. Like,
that's good stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's a hard one for me to answer. Here's the thing.
No.
Here's the thing.
Careful.
I don't believe that they're overrated, so I'm going to say no. But in this state, because it has become such a point of pride, people talk about it like same with hot dogs in Chicago, right? But nationally,
clam chowder in New England.
Clam chowder in New England, no doubt. Like when it's your specialty and it's talked about, it's always slightly overrated. But on the whole, nationally, brats are underrated.
Right.
It's just in Wisconsin, because you're recognized for it, I can understand that locally how you might say it's overrated. You
right.
know?
There is an argument for it in specifically Wisconsin, because it is, everyone talks about brats so often.
I'll say this. When you start to get into it where people are getting cute with, like, brats in your omelet in the mornings, you know, it's like, all right, this is what are we doing here? Let's back this off. Give me a nice brat on a nice bun, maybe a pretzel bun.
Love grilled pretzel onions. Bun.
What about the Sheboygan roll?
I'll take a Sheboygan roll.
A little spicy
double
mustard.
Brat. Spicy mustard, yes, sir.
You kraut guys?
Not kraut guys.
Mm. This next one, well, sticking with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Do you like iceberg lettuce? As we all know, this is a Jen crusade of hers.
I am so annoyed that Ben picked these.
I told him before we went back to the break. I said 6 and 19. Skip 10 because I knew Greg was going to get mad.
Right, sorry, go I ahead. Set you up.
Do your iceberg lettuce bit.
You like crispy lettuce on your tacos.
I love crunch. I love crunch on my burger. I love crunch.
What did his tweet say?
It's so weird.
Like, it gives me life.
I DM'd that to Greg with just no comment.
You're talking about me behind my back?
You and Jen have
to Greg?
Yeah, like the whole. Are you going at Jen because she doesn't like iceberg lettuce and responding by saying crunchy lettuce on my tacos gives me life?
It does.
It's the weirdest.
I taught my old roommate Brittany, who's been on the show before. Never used to do tacos with lettuce shreds until I started getting shreds that were crunchy, and it's changed her life too.
I like how he's putting iceberg lettuce.
Comes from the biggest taco novice I had met ever. Whoa. And he's come along significantly. He's grown up a lot in the taco world. But like, I mean, what are we doing here, Benny?
Get to 19.
All right, we need to make this one quick. This is from Rutledge and Hamilton. 2-4.
Ruddy and Ham.
100.5 ESPN. Well, Madison, sorry. Do you believe the Badgers will make another Final Four in the next 5 years? Yes, they will. No, they won't. Yes, if they cheat.
This is hands down, yes, if they cheat. Hands down. Greg, I told you, I want you to figure out all the back end stuff. If I need to run money like beyond NIL deals to get more players to Wisconsin, let's make it happen.
I don't think it's cheating though. Now
that's what I'm saying. Like we need to do a better job working with the alumni base to get more money, a pool of money to start paying players.
We can figure out a way to create a Scalzo and Brust fund to help fund athletes at the University
of Wisconsin.
That would
be sick. A little NIL.
The Scalzo and Brust NIL deals.
Put it on the poll, Joshy, at Scalzo and Brust. If we create a Scalzo and Brust fund to get Wisconsin UW players paid more, would you donate? On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. Benny, tell us about our friends at Screamin' Sicilian Palermo's Pizza.
Woo! Woo! Baby, is it delicious. From the original, you got the Bessie's Revenge, Holy Pepperoni, Mother of Meat, Mambo Italiano, Supremus Maximus, and the Thin and Crispy. The whole milk mozzarella is so delicious. You won't find it in any other pizza the way that Palermo's and their Screamin' Sicilian does it. Their secret tomato sauce, you mix it all together with the overloading of topping. That's the best part, is my weekend's already made because I went to my local grocer's freezer and I found my screaming pleasure of another Mambo Italiano. I told you the Thin and Crispy was delicious. I had my Supremus Maximus, so now I go back down the list. There's so many options for me. It's amazing. The Boss Hog, too. I'm a sausage guy.
That's what she said.
Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer.
We dip out of ESPN Madison. You've got Bucks Pistons in Detroit tonight. We will stay right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Have a weekend, Madison. We'll be back talking about Jordan Love and how some people might be saying Greg Scalzo is a hero. Not me. I don't think I'm a hero. I just do the right thing.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
You ready for the next question?
Yep.
For my brain? All right. So, like, they lay eggs. How do they, like, get impregnated?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One side against the world, rooting against Tiger Woods in the Masters. Tiger Woods looking like a lock to make the cut.
Congratulations.
In Augusta, that is a massive win for a man that might not have been able to walk the course.
It's his fault. Can't argue that.
800-990-3776. You can get into the show that way. We do have a poll posted on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. If we start a Scalzo and Brust NIL fund to pay Wisconsin athletes, would you contribute? Please let us know. Vote on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. You can call us and text us as well there at the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. I do want to get to something that Mark Murphy said, according to not Tony Grossi, but the other Grossi. I believe it is Tom Grossi. Josh, you're going to be like, you don't know.
I just thought
Ben,
it was.
I got Ben texting. I got Josh not paying attention either.
I was trying to retweet.
I'm helping the show.
Tom Grossi chimes in and says Packers CEO Mark Murphy said this about Jordan Love. Quote, "We think he can be a good player, but we still haven't seen enough. So I think this preseason will be good for him." Continued, "Aaron is still playing at a high level, and he said he wants to keep playing, but I think it's probably a year-by-year thing now." The fact, however, that Mark Murphy talked about this preseason being good for him and implying, intimating that that preseason will occur with the Green Bay Packers gives you the sense that ultimately they're not looking to trade Jordan Love.
And I have been screaming it. You know this. I've been screaming it. Why? Why won't they get rid of Jordan Love? Trade him for draft capital. Get your team as many assets as possible to build on. Because Jordan ain't it. It ain't it. I'm sorry.
That coming from a former member of the Jordan Love train.
That was a one-week stint. It was a bit more than anything. And we did a whole show on the entire Scalzo and Brust family calling in.
I thought you were upset because we don't have the actual sound of it, even though that tweet had a YouTube link for us to get sound on that.
You're telling me I sent Josh a tweet for the show. I prepped for the show, and he couldn't provide audio?
And he didn't rip the audio.
I just read it, I'm going to be honest.
You pulled me.
Tiger. I thought he was going to go one step further.
Tiger? So you're admitting you weren't working today. Yeah. You're just watching Tiger.
This is what I have to deal with.
Tiger.
This is what I have to deal with.
Tiger, good answer.
What I need to understand is why they aren't trading Love. Is it because they are in love with Love, which would be a mistake? Is it because they're bluffing to build more of a market to try to drive more of a price up for him? Or is it because there is no takers whatsoever? Is it because there is nobody that is willing to give a significant pick? And of course, that flies in the face of some reporting and some conjecture by Todd McShay and Mel Kiper, who are looking at this year's draft class and saying Jordan Love younger than the top quarterback prospect coming out of the draft this year, and Kenny Pickett is a better prospect than most of these guys. He should command a high draft pick. However, if there are takers there, I'm with you, Ben. Why the heck haven't they traded him and recoup value on it yet? 800-990-3776. What do you think is happening with Jordan Love? We will get back to that, but right now we have a couple of special guests getting ready to join the show. I was with them last night at the Milwaukee Bucks game.
Oh,
it is Frankie and Charlie. Of course, Charlie celebrating his 10th birthday. Frankie, his brother. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for calling into Scalzo and Brust. I guess I want to ask you, was it a cooler experience to be on the court last night throwing an assist to Pat Connaughton, or would you have rather sat in Ben Brust's radio chair?
Go Ben Brust and happy birthday!
Didn't even answer the question, just said boo Ben Brust and happy Friday in Greg Scalzo form.
Well done.
He's got a future radio. He should have sat in my chair.
That is true. Anything that you want to say to Ben Brust about his inability to get you down to that place?
No.
Thank you, Frankie and Charlie. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, yeah. Charlie.
Thank you.
They had a great night last night, and
I mean, if anything comes from that, is we have a new Happy Friday when Greg's out.
That was actually a great energy Happy Friday.
That's somebody who's heard the Happy Friday a few times before. I also, off the air, they must have got a little gung shy, but I wasn't sure who it was, Frankie or Charlie, but they said they liked Joshy more than Greg and Ben, so. I heard it. Yeah, I'm just reporting the facts as a journalist.
You have admitted to watching Tiger all day, and we're supposed to just believe all the things that you say back there.
Well, I mean, why would I lie about that?
Because you need some love in your life.
I got plenty of love, brother.
Brother.
He just brothered you hard right
now.
Josh, what do you think is happening with Jordan Love? Is it the Packers just are fixated on him and still think he's a top-level quarterback? Is it that they're trying to bluff right now, like they're going to keep him and eventually trade him the closer it gets to the draft and quarterback maneuvers? Or is it because right now they're being offered a sixth-round pick or a fifth-round pick, and they're like, you know what? If Aaron does get hurt, he's at least good enough, and he's a more valuable as a backup quarterback than he is as a fifth-round pick.
I think the Packers have full intention of trading Jordan Love, and I think the reports we've heard about them possibly being offered a second round pick is probably largely false, and the Packers trying to get other people to bid a second round pick and maybe a little extra, so that we're sticking with Jordan. Anything you hear positive about Jordan Love is an attempt for them to get as much value as possible.
People are desperate.
Of course it is, but I guess my question, because I think we can all agree that that has to be the move, otherwise the Packers are making a really massive mistake and aren't being very logical with what they do with this asset. But are they bluffing to build more of a market where they could get a third and are potentially moving up to a second? Or is there really not that much interest? Because you look around the NFL right now, there aren't a lot of real quarterback opportunities that exist. Seattle has another version of Jordan Love in Drew Lock, right? Although we've seen more of Drew Lock, and I think people are further down on Drew Lock than they are Jordan
Mitchell freaking
Love.
Trubisky is the guy in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but look at Nathaniel Hackett went to Denver. He had no interest in bringing Jordan Love with him. He worked with him every day. If he did, if he knew Jordan Love was going to be great, he's not giving up what he gave up to get Russ Wilson. He's going to go ahead and bring Jordan Love with him. Luke Getsy went down to Chicago, and I know they've got Justin Fields, but
you don't have to pay him as much, so you can build your team a little bit better.
It's just a weird, there's enough weirdness here where I just wonder if there's not the activity you'd expect there.
Then it has to be that they're just trying to hold out that as teams get more desperate closer to the draft on needing quarterbacks, that the value of Jordan Love will just go up because of need.
I think there is interest, because I think a lot of, as we know in NFL circles, it kind of dies when you have your guy, you kind of die on that hill and at least try and see it out. And I think the Packers are probably just doing their due diligence. Like, if we can get as much, because
where are the markets though? Carolina? Pittsburgh, maybe?
Right. I mean,
Carolina and Pittsburgh are really the two teams.
You have Indianapolis, Matt Ryan's aging. Like, there's places.
So that's the problem.
That would be another backup.
Well, that's the problem I see with Jordan Love right now is all of a sudden he's in his third year. You ideally want to know what he is before his fourth year so you can create that rookie extension so you can give him his fifth year on his option, because you have to decide after that third season. So now all of a sudden, if you're trading for him, and if you are Indianapolis with Matt Ryan or New Orleans with Jameis Winston, who they're still not completely sold on, you don't want to say, hey, we're going to still sit him for a year and give up a second or a third round pick to sit him for a year and then put him into a do or die situation where if he actually plays well, you're paying him insane amounts of money.
I just think teams want to take as many shots at quarterback as humanly possible, and if your situation is not figured out, you're going to risk Jordan Love, because the worst case scenario, you don't bring him back for that fifth year and you move on. Sure, you gave up a pick, but you took a shot at a guy who was once considered a late first round pick, second round pick.
I just think that you've got four teams maximum that might be in the mix.
Which
you know that means that probably half of them are actually interested, because you know you've got Houston, you've got Seattle, you've got Pittsburgh, and you've got Carolina. Like, those are the four teams I see as reasonable suitors for Jordan Love. And the way that the Packers are acting right now and how bullish they're pretending to be makes me think, why aren't they? Maybe as we get closer.
What if Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst just still believe in Jordan Love, and with Aaron Rodgers being on this year by year, what happens if this year doesn't go as well as Aaron expects and he wants to retire, as everything was rumored potentially, whether you believe it or not, for him to retire?
If Jordan Love was good, they would have already gotten rid of Rodgers.
I know. I'm trying to think of why he's still with the Packers.
I think Murphy even mentioned the fact that he was slightly critical and said, hey, we haven't seen enough yet. They still believe in him, but we haven't seen enough yet. Like, they haven't seen enough yet.
Oh, baby, Scottie Scheffler's -7. Tiger ain't catching him. I know how to throw a wrench.
Tiger's
on
the prowl. Greg.
No, you guys go do your own show here.
I mean, we've been watching
a lot of golf today.
Uh-huh.
Are you not
I'm dialed in?
Are you not impressed?
That also wasn't. That was Neiman that you were looking at while that happened.
Don't worry, I have the Masters leaderboard on my computer.
He's not. He wasn't looking at a shot. He's merely looking at the scoreboard.
Yeah,
you were watching the scoreboard update.
Yes. Yeah, I just saw that he went to -7, -4 today, and he's shooting 69 right now.
I mean, yeah, he's leading on Friday. He's the world's number one. If he doesn't win, it's a failure, massive failure by
him.
Why
don't you put some your money where your mouth is? Sprinkle a little on Scotty Scheff.
At this point, Josh, the odds would not be great for me to bet.
Comes crumbling down. You'd be surprised actually how good the odds are.
If you believed in him, then the odds are actually great.
Yeah. World number one.
Yeah.
I owe Homer $600. If I didn't owe him $600,
good way to win probably, you know, 100 to win 400.
No way he's plus 400 right now. Dude.
I think you'd get better odds than you expect.
All right, I'll go look.
All right, Benny, keep us updated. Josh, thanks for distracting him more than he's already being distracted. We have lost him, so I will tell everybody about Smart Spaces. Smart Spaces helps us in a virtual world. When I say us, I mean ESPN Milwaukee. I mean Good Karma Brands, because they help to integrate the technology into our company spaces. We get ready to move to the Third Street Market Hall. That's right. Like it or not, this virtual world has made everything different. You have virtual meeting environments. You have split offices. Some people in the office, some people remote. All of that creates complications. Well, Smart Spaces allows you allows that dream of having your company's space be smarter, more technologically integrated. They help that dream become a reality. They're going to get you the right technology for the right reasons with a listen-first culture, a consultative approach. They're going to learn your business's needs and provide seamless solutions for your office. It's what they've been doing for us here at Good Karma Brands and ESPN Milwaukee. So improve your business today. SmartSpacesWI.com. That is SmartSpacesWI.com. JD from Fondy chimes in. Says, love could be like Matt Hasselbeck. Do we want to make that mistake again? I will tell you why that is not. Tell you why that was not a mistake, but tell you why that is not the correct way of thinking next on Scalzo and Bruss. Presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
Would you ever eat the placenta? Is that something that you'd be open to doing?
He doesn't, like, yeah, he doesn't know what a placenta is. I mean, I feel like it's part of the female reproductive system.
Honest to God, I don't know how you did graduate from that. Like, I have no idea what courses you took. Like, it's pretty...
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, baby! Oh, baby! Scotty Scheffler, 8-under!
There's nothing more obnoxious than Ben Bruss jumping on the bandwagon of the number one golfer in the world when he was up 3 strokes against the field and acting like he's been there since day one.
You don't know when I told you, I was giving fist bumps for Scotty in the Ryder Cup.
During the show today.
It did.
Where all of a sudden you just decided who's in first place, who's the best, that's my guy.
Tiger's
You're ruining
plus
the
one.
Saxophone song, Josh. You end it. End it. We have to do it again. We're going to do it again in another 4 minutes, and we're going to send everybody in the weekend the right way. Ben Bruss is bothering everybody. Everyone loves Tiger, and Ben decides, I'm going to hate Tiger, and I'm going to choose the least interesting guy in the world, but the one who's playing the best currently.
Gosh, that downhill slider left to right, heart of the cup.
I was pressing the wrong button.
Yeah, you were talking to me.
Yeah. What odds could I get on a bet with you, Ben, on Scotty Scheffler, where I get the field? Because he's got a pretty sizable lead right now.
Ben should give you 2-1. So, Ben, I think if Scotty wins, you get 100. If, or 250.
Yeah.
If he wins, you get 50. Joshy, you get 100.
All right, deal.
I haven't fully done deal yet. Because I don't know if Greg's setting me up for another loss.
I'm not setting
I
up for
can't
this.
Lose any more money on bets on these damn radio shows.
I can't believe you haven't paid Homer his $600 yet.
I went to the gas station and they only let me take out 200. So I was like, I gotta get a gas station.
Doesn't go to the bank.
A gas station.
It was right there and then ATM.
You know how easy it is to find an ATM?
I'll get him a 600 next week, I promise.
We all know how these bets go. Yesterday, Ben Bruss said, hey, everybody, Tiger's going to miss the cut today. He's going to blow up. He's going to withdraw. He doubled down on that midday today, texting me and Josh after four holds. Tiger's done. He's blown up. He's going to withdraw.
I was right. I said I feel withdrawal coming here.
And now Tiger enters tomorrow, what, even?
Plus one. Nine shots back from the lead.
I mean, that's striking distance.
Well, for Tiger, it absolutely is striking distance. Yeah. Stop doing that rawr. It's way too sensual. It's way too weird. So Ben, once again, tries to make a prediction on the show that immediately backfires.
When's the last one I've been right on?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
You do need to get in the
I need a win.
I do respect you. Nobody keeps shooting the way that you shoot on these, man.
Taoist taught.
JD from Fondy did text into the show when we were talking about Jordan Love. Ben doesn't understand why this Packers team would not trade him if they had a reasonable return. When you're talking about a second round pick, potentially a third round pick, I would trade Jordan Love immediately in order to get that.
Didn't I say that? What? I'm confused. He said he doesn't...
You weren't paying attention.
No,
JD. You weren't paying attention.
JD and Fondy.
Admit it. You saw Scotty put one in the
Scotty pulled one a little left.
I wasn't even saying what JD from Fondy said. I was recapping our conversation so I could get to JD from Fondy's comment so we could then comment on it. I was literally saying what me and you both believe.
So that's why I said. That's what I said.
Yes.
Because it is what I said.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Saying what we said is that, yeah, why wouldn't you trade him in
that
spot?
And I'm guessing JD from Fondy has something to say in response to what we said.
JD from Fondy says, Love could be like Matt Hasselbeck. Do you want to make that mistake again? And one, Matt Hasselbeck had to get traded because he was a quarterback, and any value you can get back when you have Brett Favre in his prime, like, Hasselbeck was never as good as Brett Favre.
No.
So that was the right move to trade him. Now, you could say if you played the result, hindsight being 20/20, how good Hasselbeck would be, you could have gotten a better return for him. But at the time, it was the right move to trade him because you're not going to continue to pay Matt Hasselbeck starting quarterback money while taking resources away from the rest of the team because you have Brett Favre.
But also, for every Matt Hasselbeck, there's a Matt Flynn where it worked in your advantage.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if Jordan Love turned out to be Matt Hasselbeck, he's not going to play over the next 2 years.
Right.
And then he's not going to be on the Packers anyway. Right. So you need to get more value now to help your great quarterback who's better than Jordan Love could ever be, as Matt Hasselbeck was never as good. He was never, ever going to be as good as Brett Favre. If you say anything about Scotty Scheffler, I swear to God.
But I have a confession. It wasn't Scotty who pulled it to the left.
Oh, no. He left. looks like you got a couple minutes left in the show to do yourself, Benny.
What are we doing?
I haven't got him this mad in a while.
It's not mad. It's annoyed. It's literally like I'm trying to dig a hole, and every time I'm trying to dig a hole,
you just fall
into it. Like, no, it's not even you're throwing sand into it. You just fall into it, and you prevent me from continuing digging the hole.
You decided to correct the record on Scotty Scheffler pulling his shot on the 16th tee. In the second round.
Can I make another confession? That actually happened. The replay that they showed was how he birdied 16. So I've just been wrong. So he actually did pull it on 17.
Is Paul still on the line?
Somehow.
800-990-3776. Paul in Port Washington, please.
Save us.
You want to talk Jordan Love? I want to talk Jordan Love.
I want
to say the word
Scotty Scheffler,
Paul in Port Washington, you will immediately get hung up on. Welcome to Scalzo and Brust. Happy Friday to you.
I won't bring up that name, but here's a name for you. Brett Hundley. That's who Jordan Love is. He's Brett Hundley.
Oof.
That's bad.
Not good.
He's no more value than maybe a fourth or fifth round pick in a trade.
Yeah, but
I guess Paul, you would agree then that if you get offered a second or a third,
you do it.
You jump on it.
I jump all over it.
All right.
But you still need a backup.
You can find a backup. Kurt Benker could be your backup. He could have done what Jordan Love did last year.
He'd probably be better off than Hunt, or he'd be better off
more
than Jordan
pilsings.
Love.
More pilsings in the preseason.
We're all in agreement there, right? Go Scotty
Scheffler.
Thank you for the
call. Thank you, Paul. Have a great weekend. Josh, play the sax song.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're gonna play it in full here on the way out. We're going to play it in full on the way out of the show. We're going to send Wisconsin off in style here. Hey, Ben, I still love you.
I love you, too.
I hope Scotty Scheffler has to withdraw.
You literally will hate Scotty Scheffler forever now.
Is it bad to say that I hope Scotty Scheffler gets in a one-man crash tonight after doing something he shouldn't do?
That's horrible.
Driving doesn't not a bad injury, but just enough to make you the hypocrite that you have the potential to be.
Tiger's face is looking a little puffy, am I right?
I mean, your face right now.
Free beer, free pizza Friday on Scalzo and Bruss.
Scotty didn't know
that Fiona and me.
I was singing to Scotty Scheffler, and you seemed confused.
But Greg went to that song.
Don't tell Scotty, because Scotty doesn't know.
You're doing great.
800-990-3776. Guys, Rheingeist Brewery is amazing. Their hard craft beverages are even better. Caller 1 in Madison, caller 1 in Milwaukee, 800-990-3776. You win a case of RG Bev's hard craft beverage. Delicious. A case. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Enjoy some RG Bev's this weekend, people.
Big thank you to Homer for joining us, Frankie and Charlie as well.
Shout out, Frankie and Charlie.
Greg's a hero.
Tiger Woods, Masters weekend, Josh DiMaggio, underwear, Cheetos, girlfriend at her friend's birthday party tomorrow, watching the Masters all day long. Spade and Fitz up next.